Ladies and gentlemen, we are on a pod.
We are on a pod.
Yes, we are.
Wow. So, I don't know if you guys, have you guys heard of Dune?
What do you mean?
Have you, it's D-U-N-E. It's
movie?
A movie in theaters. I
Dune
think it's
is the best.
A sequel?
Everybody loves Dune. Yes.
Is it Dune 2
Zendaya?
Or 3?
I'm not going to take the bait, Lindsay. You know I love Dune.
All right, can I tell you
I
why?
I love Dune before the Dune movies. It's my favorite book.
You, okay, wow. You went by yourself to see the second Dune.
Absolutely.
Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy.
Tennessee whiskey.
Timothy. He's doing a Wizard of Oz remake next. All musical. Okay, so the reason that I love Dune is actually because of the internet. Okay? Mm. Not all of your hilarious memes, except for the one that said, what you doing? I'm doing your mother late at night. That one was great. Ooh. So I left a comment under Moist Buddha and Shithead Steve collaboration, right? And I wrote, I just want to let you know exactly where this is in case you want to go drop some engagement. I said, it's this guy, right? And he's riding around the theater on some foreskin or some...
Whoa.
It's motorized. All I can think of...
Oh, the worm.
You know
yeah,
what, all
I think
can,
we've all seen it.
You know what all I can think of is him arriving to the theater in his car. And I don't know if he's already dressed with the goggles, if he can even see out of those. But him bringing this whole contraption into the theater, right? And you wonder, does he go straight to the bathroom or does he need, or does he just set up there? Does he ride it in?
Oh.
Is it able to be used on concrete? You know what I mean? How long did that take you to make? Where are you going to put it during the movie? Are you going to go back out to your car and drop that off? You just going to put it by your popcorn bucket? I don't know. So I went ahead and wrote, just another reason to skip Dune.
Oh, no. The comments are going to come for you.
Oh, and I am 98 comments strong on this thread. And can I tell you? Let me find them.
What's your favorite
them.
Comment? Those Dune fans are wild.
More seats for the rest of us. Get the fuck out. Holy shit, are you 12? I remember boycotting popular things and thinking I was cool when I was 12.
Ooh.
Watch out, guys. We've got ourselves an edgelord. That one is my favorite because I learned what edgelord was, and I am the leader of the edgelords.
Turn up.
For those that don't know, we looked up edgelord. And it's someone who like basically goes against what's popular to be edgy and cool.
Oh, okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happy to find others who can't stand Dune. Bad Wolf 1024, I love you. There's this one that says, it's fine if Dune's not your thing, but there's no need to shit on things other people like just for the sake of it. Thought you were a kinder person than that. Weren't you all celebrating people making Nez Declassified costumes before on the podcast? How is this different? Look, it's not. It's not. This I found absolutely hilarious. And if me saying just another reason to skip Dune totally ruins that guy's self-esteem, I do apologize. I do absolutely apologize. But he seems like he's got a deep enough community in that Dune fandom
right.
to be okay. You know what I mean? But right. let me just get to ones that are fucking hilarious. Being a washed up Disney Channel child actor.
Oh, no.
Weird take from a childhood goat. Appreciate that. Who cares what you say? Hold on. I gotta get to the actual, like, good one. Oh, even the 80s Dune movie is better than anything you've ever done.
Oh! Cold world.
That's good.
And it was pretty bad.
Can she be from Disney first, and she still accomplished way more than you have in your 40 years? Is that a woman? I actually might think it's cooler if that's a woman in that
standing
outfit.
Up for you.
I'll see Dune again and skip your podcast forever instead.
Oh,
look,
pain.
Look,
pain.
I didn't mean to be that polarizing. We want to hear from you. red flag. Oh, doll. That's my greenest flag. You know what I'm saying? Because other people enjoy it. Shut up.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I was kind of shitting on your joy. Sue me. Come on. I'm not always like this doll of a person. Okay. Sometimes I find it fucking funny what people do on the internet.
Jeez.
So, anyway, I go back and I check that thread often. It never disappoints.
So you had some real beef out there, man.
Well, yeah, and now I won't see Dune because of the people who are in the fandom.
Oh, you're missing out.
You know what I'm saying? Like they've ruined it. So y'all can keep it.
Zendaya and Timothy, man.
I'm gonna say killed it. I'm in the fandom.
Austin Butler is in it too.
Yeah, I'm gonna say we don't need you. Dune 2 is incredible. So is Dune 1. It's perfect. The books are amazing.
I need you guys to laugh.
Oh, I
so
I
you
did.
See how that's
I thought it was funny.
No,
I thought your comment was funny.
No. For me to laugh, I need to laugh at you. You know what I mean? Like
what?
I need this comment thread more than they need it, and that's what makes me nervous.
Damn.
You know what I mean? I need to laugh. And I need
fire.
To know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stoking that fire.
So
how you doing?
Get at me, Dune fans.
That's messed up.
They're gonna
exactly
eat us
alive.
Like the dick pics, except this will be worse.
Damn.
I just don't find any relevance. I find it so funny how pressed people get. Like, I'm a huge Dune fan, but I don't give a shit who doesn't like Dune. I find it so funny when people get pressed about the thing that they love for someone not loving it. Like, it's irrelevant to me.
It's like,
what
if
you
don't
feel
like
about
cocaine,
Dune.
I'm not going to hold it against you.
You're missing out.
You're missing out. Oh, wow. Cool you world. Don't like, you know, yogurt. You fuck. Like, you're not a big deal, but
remember
let's
yogurt?
All be honest. Somebody hand-making themselves something, taking it to a theater, that is hilarious. And me saying just another reason to skip Dune, oh my gosh, almost makes the video. Hilarious.
Dang. Oh, well, they put effort in that
Bring
costume.
Bring it out!
Can we do a podcast now, Lindsay, or what?
I'm ready. I'm
just, hey, she had to get that off her chest, boy.
I'm absolutely ready.
So
we're gonna listen to some voice memos now.
Oh, that's quite a segue.
It's gonna be a bunch of haters from the Dune situation.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. This is our Friday bonus episode that mostly gets posted on Fridays.
Usually, yeah.
Sometimes they miss it. don't know why. But
grassroots, guys.
But this is our Ned's Pod Extras, where we hear from you, our fans.
Mm-hmm.
We love getting voice memos from you. Make sure you look out on our Instagram, Ned's Declassified Pod, for when we're asking for your submissions. We're trying to do this, you know, every week, so we need your voices. And
we need your beaks,
and it's so fun to hear from you guys. It's really been cool.
Tweet from your beak.
If you haven't already, by the way, just click that follow button.
So we need that leak from your beak.
Just leak your beak and click that follow button. Lauren, hi, how are you today?
Hey, guys.
Any thoughts on Dune, Lauren?
Look, haven't seen the first one, haven't seen the second one.
Perfect.
Didn't know there was one before that in the 80s.
Yeah,
wasn't
there was
alive.
There was one in the 80s.
Didn't know.
And the book's been around since the 60s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. Fantastic books, by the way. Anyone out there who's curious, get in there. Those books are amazing.
Pretty
when
far.
When you get to the fourth one, God Emperor Dune, it is so fucking weird, and it's so good. So just get in there. Yeah.
Get in
Even
that
weirder
thing.
Than this skin flesh monster thing?
Way weirder.
Oh, good.
Way
Oh, awesome.
God Emperor Dune.
That. I love
God
that.
Emperor Dune. We have
Master Foreskin.
God, yes. No. Literally,
I'm sure it's called Master Foreskin, and y'all are gonna take it so seriously.
No. Literally, God Emperor Dune is Master Foreskin. He has been around for 4,000 years, and he's a human who merged with one of these sandworms, and he literally is a foreskin face coming out of one of these worms, and he rules the galaxy for 4,000 years
with an iron foreskin.
With an iron foreskin, like you're spot on.
That's wild.
Wow. That book could basically be called Master Foreskin Dune.
Right. homo eroticism on
At its
Mars.
Finest.
Yes, except here's a crazy part about Dune. So I'm reading Dune, and it's like the most philosophical, political, like critical thinking. It actually is like so deep on so many human themes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm four books in, and then like
Master Foreskin.
Deep into this fourth book, there's this one paragraph that is voraciously homophobic. Like all of a sudden, this book that talks about these human subjects with such critical thought and depth and layers, and that there's kind of no right and wrong, like just here's all the different layers of humanity. And then all of a sudden, four books into this thing, I'm like, Jesus, that was homophobic.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
aren't they aliens and shit?
Frank Herbert was a Christian.
but
aliens can be gay.
What about the aliens that are like anthropomorphic, don't even have, or androgynous, whatever.
Hey, gay's gay, man.
I am androgynous.
Yeah.
I identify as androgynous.
Well, like aliens who actually don't have genitals.
I'm sorry, Andromeda.
But they are people. They're not alien. Like they're people.
Everyone in Dune is.
Then no, not everyone. Oh, but okay.
But everybody's people. Got that saline drip going on.
The people are people. But yeah, Frank Herbert was a Christian, I guess, who was homophobic.
He's like, there will be. That's messed up, man.
I love how the Christians can be open to anything. That's what's holes. Crazy.
Because also in the books, he's talking about all these deep parts of humanity with all this nuance. And
transcendent, right? And, yes, then it's like,
and then it's like,
but it's not okay.
Gay's bad.
That's terrible, yeah, crazy. Bro.
Anyway.
Usually some of these highfalutin ideas come from people who cannot bring them into grounded reality practice, and they're kind of the worst people.
You mean people who get too lost in the sauce?
Yeah.
Up in the air,
people can have these thoughts. Like, I had thoughts all the fucking time when I was, like, you know, sick. Mm-hmm. And, like... none of these like good ideas I was talking about ever like came down into fruition. So sometimes you have to be like, is that really who you are? That little slip in the book, or this whole sort of calculated presence that you've curated to put forward, make yourself sound, seem, think, but are you?
Dang. Can you embody what you're talking? It's tough.
Don't but talk that about fucking it, foreskin is a start. Am I right?
All yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So you're telling me they're homophobic with that foreskin as the star?
Yes. No.
Like, hey, yes.
That's
like,
something that he's not telling us.
Like, isn't that amazing?
Oh, no, man. That's some projection.
My phone's running this fucking TikTok. Otherwise, I'd pull up the imagery from God Emperor Dune is literally a giant penis.
You got it. Pull it up.
And then he drops some homophobia, and it's just so...
Sorry if there are any so porn funny. Links in there that you weren't into.
I want to see.
No, not you're, you don't want to see. Okay, do you guys know? Time out, and then I promise you, we're going to get to the voicemails.
Keep talking.
I let the boys know what categories of adult entertainment that I am watching, and you guys?
That is the official cover. That is the official cover of God Emperor of Dune. It's Captain Foreskin. It's Master of the Universe Foreskin.
All right,
is that
you guys
incredible?
Literally, you have no wait.
Oh, yeah, TikTok's going to ban us for saying dirty things so much. Will you just click that? Will you just click OK?
Oh, so we can't say F-O-R-E-S-K-I-N anymore.
I don't know.
Anyway, I told the boys about what adult entertainment channels I'm watching. Have you guys ever taken up any of my suggestions?
Nope.
Hell
let's listen
no.
to some voice memos.
Yeah,
don't want to talk about
no.
this.
Dang.
It's
going
to go
let's
to a
listen
bad place.
To some voice memos.
Okay.
Save it for the Pretty Little Liars podcast.
Yeah, you do that. What you do on your own time is what
Coming
you do
soon.
On your own time, Linz. All right, Lauren, tee us up with some fans.
Okay, this one's from Nate. Don't have a last name, but
Nate.
Nate the Great.
Nate.
Hi, my name is Nathan. I am 31 from LA. I just want to say thank you guys for doing the podcast. I listen to you guys every day at work. You know, I'm always on my feet listening to music all day, every day. I'm a mailman, actually. So you guys keep me company all day. You guys are definitely on the rotation with my music and a bunch of other podcasts. So, like, I'll scroll through old episodes and stuff like that. I just want to say thank you. It's been a rough couple of years for me lately. A lot of things I've been mentally tolling lately. So it's nice to hear you guys and, you know, hear some understanding, some throwbacks from my childhood saw you guys
when
I was a kid.
When you're going through a hard time and
thank
it's like
so much.
Something that just makes that pain go away for a little bit and just like clocks you into maybe a little bit of laughter and a little bit of connection and a little bit of life.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, it's actually serves such a purpose. And like, it's cool to know that we're part of that, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, totally forgot what I was going to say.
Hey, perfect.
Okay, I'm sure it was a great thought. It's the thought that counts.
It's not an incredible thought.
Hey, thoughts
man.
And prayers, Lindsay.
You know, it's not about saying.
It was an incredible thought.
That's great.
It's gone. It's totally gone. But Nathan, what I wanted to say was, Daniel.
Hey, well, you know, the thought may be gone, but guess what's not gone? Nathan. He's still here.
Yeah.
He hung in there.
That's a strange takeaway. Nathan, I'm very sorry. No. Yeah, I'm trying to even come up with a thought right now, and it's like.
We love
you.
You
don't have
love.
To.
You don't have to.
If you got nothing, you don't have to try to
no,
have
Nathan,
something.
No, Nathan, I just want you to know that I, too, have gone through some, you know, rough years. And sometimes you think, like, is this ever going to end? Am I ever going to be, like, on the other side of anything? And the answer is no.
Oh, no.
No, but the answer is I really appreciate that you're able to plug into our show, because sometimes when you get perspective and a little bit of that positive energy boost, you have more space to hold for that pain, or the pain seems worth it. Yeah. Like, you know, like there's something worth living through it for. And yeah. That's how I feel a lot of the times when I get sort of like narrow, and then I have my friends or whatever just inject me with some good positivity, and it all just seems worth it again. So
yeah,
I feel
man.
Super grateful to be able to be that in your life.
Yeah, yeah. Hang in there, man. Because we talk. I mean, if you've listened to the pod a lot, which you have, like we've all been in times in our life that like we're real.
It's
dark and
it's human.
See the end.
It's human, man. Yeah, like it sucks when you're in that tunnel vision, and like you say, you cannot see the light at the end of that tunnel. But trust that you will get through the seasons of your life.
Exactly.
Life is about seasons. Yep. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down, but it's really a circle. Don't think of life as a starting point and an end point. Mm-hmm. Just be ready for those seasons and navigate it as best you can, and just keep that positivity around you. And if our show is a source of that, then yes, absolutely. Please keep us around you, and also good people in your life, man.
Yeah.
You got this thing.
Yeah. And make change if you have to. If things are real fucked for too long, like see where, like sometimes you just got to ride it out, and sometimes like there's actual changes that need to be made.
Pivot, yeah. Adjust.
Yeah. Time being like, yeah. Time, just to create perspective and distance and all of it, is kind of a lot of what the work is. You know what I mean? And staying in right vibration during that time.
Yeah.
But you told me that, just like good things and building something, it takes time, you know? And I hope that this season of your life is coming to a close, because I've had those years of just unending, you know, mental stress.
Yeah.
And just know, like, it was almost like overnight it happens. Like, then you just kind of don't feel that way anymore, or there's something else you're putting your energy into, and it sort of just like lifts like a fugue state. So I hope that's what happens for you.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, man.
I'm talking to him like he's right there on TikTok.
I know you're talking.
I'm talking directly to the people on TikTok.
Yeah.
They don't
Nate,
they just want me to shake my tits again.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Thanks, Nate. Thanks for submitting.
Thank you, Nate.
Thank you, Nathan.
My brother and dad are both named Nate too. I just gravitate towards the Nates. Rhymes. Yes.
Yes.
Rhymes and cliches. I live by these things. All right. Who else we got?
Daniel is Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. The next one comes from Amanda Barlow, and there's two. This comes with a story. So here's the first one.
Ooh.
Cookie. That's it. And then I didn't respond to it. And she DMs a couple days later and says, please put me in the next pod, LMAO. And then I didn't respond to that one again. Sorry, Amanda. And then she sends this.
Cookie. Ned. Munch. I know you saw my messages.
Hey.
Please clip me in your next pod.
Yeah.
So,
I love it.
Yo,
it's a theme song.
That is great.
Amanda, you are great. You're amazing. Amanda.
One of the best voice notes that we've got thus far.
Oh, the greatest. It has to be the greatest.
You are exactly our fan.
only a Ned's fan.
Would try to entertain us.
Trolling us into being put on the pod.
Yep.
It's perfect. Congratulations.
Well, it's
fed. You're on
you, Amanda.
The pod.
Hey, I love it. I was on her mind first, though. I'm going to take that as a win.
Dang.
She just sent only Cookie. That was the first.
Yeah,
yeah, it was just 3 seconds.
In a high-pitched
very...
Maybe she thought we were offended and just added us like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's throw it.
I got to say, I'm fucking
oh, God. Maybe they'll listen to the whole thing. If
yo, she's got a future in this singing stuff. Keep it up. Damn,
that was amazing.
Thanks for being a fan.
You showed me someone singing you happy birthday. I loved that voice of an angel, dude.
Mm-hmm. That was beautiful.
Thank you, bro.
It was angelic.
Yep, I did show you that.
We should play it on the pod.
No, nope, we're not gonna.
If you want to hear it on the pod,
private, dude.
Leave us a comment.
It was really intimate.
It was very intimate.
It was vulnerable.
Yep.
Damn, that was
it was.
Good.
I showed you that in confidence, and it's not for public discourse.
Oh my goodness! Wow. But Amanda, that was great. We love you.
Amazing. Sorry, Amanda, that I didn't reply to you, but I did then. And then she
don't
said
apologize
that she
to them, Lauren.
So, okay, true.
Don't apologize to them.
Okay, next one comes from Roger
Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit.
Big
Roger
fan.
Osorio. Nice. He says,
"Hey, Ned's Pod. This is Roger. Huge fan since day one. huge support of the pod. So my basic question for you all is, given the relationships y'all have discussed over the series of the podcast with your parents, what is the relationship y'all currently have with each other's parents? Like, Lindsay, are you close, or do you hang out with Daniel's parents? And Devin, same thing, like, with Lindsay's parents. Like, are y'all connected? Given that y'all grew up together, do y'all still have a growing relationship with each other's parents?
Yeah, I love that you are thinking about that.
Yeah, what a great question.
It's such a great question. Like, there's love there, but yeah, there's just not a lot of instances where we're around each other's parents.
Yeah.
Daniel's parents a little bit more, just because they've come, or you guys have like split rides to certain things, but like,
yeah,
we're adults, man. We're not around them a lot.
Yeah. You know? Val was at the live show.
Yeah, exactly.
My mom came too.
Exactly.
So yeah, just when our parents are around, absolutely. It does bring up a lot. Like, when I see them, I feel like I'm seeing my parents.
Same. Oh, same.
You know, it's,
yeah,
it's so warm, yeah, because yeah, we did share all that time together as kids, you know, and they were the community that looked after us.
Yeah.
It was Barb, Lindsay's mom.
Yeah.
Dev, his parents were there. And my dad was on set more than my mom.
Exactly.
But she would come to the different events.
Exactly.
Beautiful times. Beautiful
times.
It was
such a nice time, man.
Yeah, well, and when we're kids, like, it's like all the parents, because all the kids were friends, the parents kind of had to be friends, like, because yeah, we're kids. We don't drive. Like, we don't, we have to be on set. They need to be on set with us. So, like, the parents had their little vibe going, and the kids had our little vibe going, and the parents were really supportive of us being kids and friends, so, you know, they would get us together and then the parents would hang. And like, it was for sure like a community for a long time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was special. Like, even when I see like Rob's parents every now and then, right, like, there's just such love for the time that we had together.
Because you go right yeah, back to the age you kind of were when you first met, or
exactly,
something.
I feel fucking, exactly. I feel 15 when super I see any of your, stupid, any Ned's parents.
It's stupid and super. It's stupid.
Stupid.
Anyway.
That's
it was stupid. It was super stupid. anyway, great question. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Great. This next one,
Lauren,
actually,
how often do you talk to your parents? And how often do you talk to our parents?
When was the last time you called my mom, Lauren?
Look, guys. I told her that I got, like, I'm busy now. Okay.
Mm, okay. So you
No,
okay.
I call
you
my parents every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Gosh, you're that's amazing. Good.
Do you talk to them both? And is it both at the same time? Or do you call mom separate, dad separate?
Usually they're together. They work from home, both of them. So they're together at the house. So
oh, that's nice. A nice little conference.
My sister's
call.
Older, but she lives at home still. So
you can get them all done in one call.
One call.
One little FaceTime.
Hey.
One little FaceTime.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm alive.
Every day. I kind of love that. Like, my sister lives in Australia, and I'm pretty sure her and my mom talk almost every day. I'm just.
I'm not like that either.
I'm a mama's boy. I can't lie. I gotta check in on mama.
Hmm. Yeah. Every day?
Every day?
If I have the opportunity, I'm doing it every day. Yeah.
Wow.
Can't even lie. Boy.
When my sister yeah. was, she lived in Pennsylvania for a while, and she would call my parents every day. But yeah. I was like, I am never going to do that. And
no,
I was like,
what?
And then I moved out, and then I started calling them every day.
Oh, yeah. You did? Yeah, once you so moved, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Exactly. I feel like that was, like, my sister's far, so it's like, she calls to...
Yeah.
Connect every day, you
I was
know,
like,
a little check-in.
Loser, you call your parents yeah. every day, and then I started yeah. doing it. So,
because why not, man?
I love it. I love talking to my mom, but also like, not much change between Monday and Tuesday. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm like,
right.
Sometimes I get like, sometimes I do check in, and we're both like, all right, well, see, like, there's nothing new. You know everything. Like, you know what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. There's nothing going on. Same as yesterday.
I just don't use the phone in general.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, like, yeah.
My phone is for me to do things, not for people
to
contact me.
Do
exactly.
Are you a caller or a texter? Because I actually I hate calling people.
If I can text them or even voice memo them,
I'll voice memo them. But I don't like calling.
Well,
people.
I like
depends
text.
On for what.
I prefer people to text me for sure, because I'm like, hey, state your business.
state your business.
But calling, like, yeah, I'll call when I know I need to get something across quickly. Like, sometimes text, there can be like a wait time associated
yeah, sure.
with it.
Yeah.
And I want people to wait for me, but I'm not trying to wait.
Yeah, no, there's instances where like, I'm sending a text and I have four questions in the text, and that's a phone call.
Where
it's like, I don't need to send you a fucking like agenda of things you need to answer me. Let's just call me and we'll get through this in 2 seconds.
So four questions is a phone call. What about four question marks?
On one question? Yep. No, that's a text. With emphasis.
Text with emphasis. Oh, got man. It. That's how,
how
I
you
it
doing?
Are you emoji users?
Yes.
Oh, I love an emoji.
I love emojis, and I love the reaction to texts.
Yes, that's my favorite thing.
Apple crushed that. The thumbs up, the ha-ha, the exclamation point, like on a text. Love that shit.
Can I be honest? I hate one of the emojis you use regularly.
Which one?
Like, I hate it. No, the one where you're like,
oh, that dude? Yeah.
I hate it. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Why?
And like that you are totally separating yourself from me.
Why?
I don't know. That's
what do you think I'm conveying with that? When do I use that?
That you're not totally on my team and that you have reservations of your own that are in you.
They're like,
yeah.
That's the last text you sent me. Was with that?
That's what I mean.
I gotta see my. Oh, it's up there. I gotta see my use of it. What was I saying you're, about?
Do we have enough voice memos for the pod?
Oh yeah, yeah. Like how we doing? You know, like you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like I might be anxious about this.
Yeah. It's just like, are we good?
I like when you do this one.
Yeah, I use the upside down.
I like when
down.
He does the upside down.
I use the up down and smile
laughing,
a
crying
lot.
All the time.
Laugh, cry all the time. That's LOL for me. And then I don't use that one that often.
You've actually stopped using it so often. But it actually made me feel stupid when you sent it. I don't know why, but it made me feel like,
next time I'll
aren't
just...
we in this together?
You know what I'm thinking of? That dream, that recurring dream you have where Devin abandons you on the hill. And
it's just that.
He just comes, says hello, and then...
Here's the worst part of it. Here's the worst part of it. He doesn't really abandon me. He just greets me, shows his boundaries, and then I have to leave. Like, it's not him abandoning me. It's him living. Me, hey, oh my God, it's me trying to come over and roll with you like that first night, you know, on drugs.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I supplied Devin some ecstasy. Then this is like the first time we'd seen each other after we broke up, I feel like, for the most part, outside of anything work related. And so I had the hook on the ecstasy. We meet up. I give it to him. I'm obviously with this stellar guy of a boyfriend. And I'm to the point where I'm like, oh my God, all I want to do is see Dev again. Maybe I'll just call him and see like what he's doing and like invite myself over. And so Dev, somehow I end up over there, you know. And
at his place?
At my homies where we were. Having our little party.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
No, that was one of the most intense, insane, bizarre, weird nights of my life.
Mix of emotions.
Why did I say that?
We're talking about Dev giving you the, you can't hang out with my friends.
Yeah, honestly, that night, I should have rejected
that emoji.
You. Yeah, no, I should have said, I should have you said in the dream, I don't not invite you. You just have to go. You needed to go that night.
Wow, that was a rough night. Rough night.
You guys look a little flustered. We can end the pod here, I think.
Wow,
you guys look like
you mean Dev looks flustered. I look like I normally look a little sweaty.
We can end it. We got three questions in, right?
Oh, yeah,
we got a few, man.
Yeah,
those are some good questions, guys.
You're just done with us, Daniel.
I'm gonna let these guys cool down. There's
all right,
listen, a little tension.
Oh,
there.
Listen, listeners, okay. We'll be back. We'll be back.
Lindsay looks hot right now.
We'll be back next week with more of your voices, and obviously our Hero Pod every Wednesday is still dropping the normal one. Listen, guys. Don't be afraid of Captain Foreskin. Go see Dune or read the books. It's incredible.
Or skip it.
Lindsay's wrong on this one.
Or
this
build yourself
amazing.
A Foreskin contraption, take it out of your car,
and
set
ride
it up into
the
theater, and then hope that the hydraulics still work.
Yeah.
Dang. You got to use your own Foreskin.
So
build a suit out of your own Foreskin.
Yep.
Yes. That's the tip.
Well,
it's actually
see you next
the
week.
Tip. See you next week, guys. Love you. Subscribe. Peace.